Senate Bill 29, an act to revise certain fees for special inspections and examination of certain weighing and measuring devices and certain standards and testing equipment.
Senate Bill 29 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Munson.
Madam President, members of the body. Senate Bill 29 is brought by the Department of Commerce, and what it's asking is for the on the special request inspections for the weights and department that they can charge no more than the actual cost to provide this service. Currently, we had the bill we had before on the fees. They had the fees set at a specific rate, and we just in the committee we didn't like that, so we just asked if we amend the bill so that it would just charge for the fees that will cover the cost. And currently they're running in a deficit on the charges, so it is the right thing to do so they can cover cost, and they're coming up short, so they'll just charge the cost that it's there, and that's all it really amounts to. So I just ask your support of Senate Bill 29. Thanks.
Further remarks.
Madam President, if I could have a question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Senator Munson, what is the mileage fee, or how is that going to be based? How are they going to do that, and how do they base their mileage fee, and what's the charge going to be, and how is the hourly fee going to work?
Senator Munson, do you choose to respond?
Yeah, thank you, Senator. They charge for the heavy scale trucks, it's $1.18 per mile that they charge on that, and I think it's just, you know, for that part, that's what they charge, and I guess that's their cost is what they said. So I that's what I know, Senator.
Madam President, if I could
Senator
ask
Huttmacher, you have the floor.
When it says cost of personnel, I assume they were going to charge, and like for road time, they were charging the mileage plus so much time for whoever was driving the truck, or
What I've got here, Senator, says it costs $47.50 per hour, and then for heavy trucks, they're presently charging $1.18. So that's what I have. So,
Senator Huttmacher,
sure, Madam President,
I know that.
So they're going to charge $1.18 a mile plus $47.50 an hour.
Senator Munson,
the way I have here, I can't answer that, but I think it says here it costs program an estimated $47. But that's for the lab. So I don't know. I'm not sure I know that, Senator, on that part.
Senator Huttmacher.
If I could ask one more question. Then I'm under the assumption that they're going to charge mileage both ways. So if they go from here to Sioux Falls, they're going to charge mileage both ways.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's what they said in committee. I think that's a fair statement what they said there.
Thank you.
Senator Huttmacher.
Madam President, I'm done asking questions, Madam President. And I just think that maybe we're getting a little overboard with charges here. I know that vehicles are expensive, and I run trucks down the road on mileage too, and I know how that works, putting several people in there and having to pay wages when they're on the road and pay wages while they're there working and things like that. But I think we're probably getting just a little high on this bill.
Further remarks, Senator Munson.
You know, what I've got here, Senator, is the estimated cost to keep the lab open and perform the cost is about $38,000 per year, and it costs, so that is about $47.50 for the lab and that stuff. So I think that's for the lab and everything they have there. And really what they're just trying to do is to cover the fees so they break even, and that's one of the things we didn't like when they had the excess costs in there for the fees, that we just said, no, we don't want that. So that's really what they're trying to do. And it comes out of general fund, and they're coming up short in the general fund. So that's what the purpose is.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 29. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers. Apa.
No.
Boag.
Aye.
Rose.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Craddock.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
DeHuick.
Aye.
Dennard.
Aye.
Dietrich Larry.
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer.
Aye.
Drake.
Duxbury,
aye. Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen,
no.
Ham,
aye.
Huttmacher,
no.
Cleven,
no.
Ketzel,
no.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre?
No.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
No.
Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Bitter?
Aye.
Valesky? Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Everest? Senator Everest? Madam President, ayes 25, nays 8, excused 2.
Senate Bill 29 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.